Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. So don't forget on the side question, we're going to have to take it off now. You missed your chance. Phillies Karen could have been a winner today on somebody. This coming off Joe Concha yesterday and the new book that he might be coming out. Yeah, I think Phillies Karen would have been right up there.
Yeah. No, without a doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. Christian Toto, we haven't spoken with him in a while. He's the host of Hollywood in Toto, T-O-T-O, podcast. And just when there's something national like Jimmy Kimmel, we used to call on him. We're calling on him again. What potentially happens tonight? How does this break? You got these affiliates now, Nexstar, joining Sinclair. Can they withstand this? Are they behind the eight ball now? Are they going to be under pressure? Let's go to Christian Toto here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, welcome in. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Christian, have you, I think when I Googled and looked back, you've talked to Jimmy Kimmel over the years. Have you ever interviewed him?
You know, I never have. I've interviewed Adam Carolla, his tag team partner, quite a bit.
Right.
But never Jimmy directly. And boy, I'd like to talk to him now, for sure.
So, but you know late night TV, you're great at breaking this down. This wasn't an off joke or anything. This was the monologue that they do. What in the world was going on, do you think, where he came to the point blaming MAGA people for this killing?
It's cruel. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. It wasn't remotely funny, but it really wasn't meant to be a joke. You know, late night monologues used to be punchline,
right.
setup.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson might do that sort of silly golf swing if he bumbled a joke or a gag didn't land. You know, that it was shtick and it was funny and it was based on the headlines and silly things like that. Now it is really op-eds. It's really just far left op-eds on the air. And the jokes are maybe beside the point. The jokes aren't even the point. You can hear whole bits of conversation where there's not even an attempt to be funny. It's just where this format has landed in 2025. What was he thinking? I genuinely don't know. So I guess the big question is, did he know it was a lie when he said it? And then also, why won't he just apologize? Listen, I don't like comedians apologizing for jokes, but this wasn't a joke. But also, in a time of national tragedy, and this was a national tragedy, blaming the people who are mourning for the loss of their conservative leader instead of correctly saying it was someone from the other party is not just your average lie. It's a pretty darn big one. And the fact that all reports seem to indicate that he either will never apologize, or even after the fact when Disney said, hey, can you at least correct the record or do something, he held his ground. So, I mean, it's just a bizarre situation where, hey, you make a mistake, you're a broadcaster. Just, you know, say, hey, I screwed up. That's okay. And, you know, we're a pretty forgiving country. If you look contrite and say, hey, I got a little ahead of my skis, I said the wrong thing, you know, it's a tragic situation. I'm no Trump fan, as you know, but I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
It's not hard. Right. It's really not hard.
And, Christian, 200 people work, allegedly, but that's the number that's out there, to produce this show, which is astounding to me, that nobody there in the processing of this would say something to him, well, that's, Jimmy, that's not correct, the information doesn't back that up, or do they not have any access to what he might say?
Here's the thing. Jimmy Kimmel bragged about a year and a half ago that he has a team of fact checkers behind him.
There we go.
And that's why his monologues are straight and true. And he says, you know, if once in a while I do make a mistake, I will happily apologize when it happens. That's what he said about an Aaron Rodgers kerfuffle. You can Google the disagreement there. And he was actually in the right, because Aaron Rodgers said something about him that was incorrect. So where was that Jimmy Kimmel? And also, what's fascinating about this whole situation, there's so many interesting elements. Either there's no one on his staff of, you said, who knows how many people there are, who knew the truth, or maybe someone did know that that was a lie, and they were so frightened, ashamed, wary of raising their hands in the meeting or on the set and saying, hey, that's not right. You've got it completely wrong. I don't know if we should go on air with this. This wasn't like a stand-up comedy routine where someone goes on stage and riffs. This is a monologue that is written down and prepared by his team. But the most telling part of all of this is that by Tuesday, it started to go wild. And at that point, he must have known at some point that he got it all wrong. And yet Tuesday night, he went back on air, went to the stage, and didn't correct the record. And by published reports, he doesn't want to correct the record. He doesn't want to apologize. I mean, what does that say about him as a broadcaster, if not a person?
Yeah, and that would have been a point. A mild apology on Tuesday might have done the trick. Christian, the people I talk with, in my own sense too, maybe with Disney and some of these heads, the point between them and Kimmel, not much, but he won't go after Trump as much. He's not going to talk about that. You think that could be kind of an agreement, even if he violates it within a week and we move on. What propelled them? Hollywood pressure, that his contract is up not too far down the road and they don't have to deal with this. What propelled them to kind of backtrack on this?
It's a good question. I don't know the solid answer. Certainly the Hollywood pressure was pretty intense, and it's a very bubbled community.
Yeah.
So, you know, Disney doesn't look good in that arena, and all these celebrities or these new free speech warriors who have ignored free speech attacks the last decade are suddenly attacking Disney. And listen, Disney wants him on the air. They want him to share these far-left points of view. I don't want him to be silenced. I don't want him to attack Trump less. I'd like to be fact-based. I'd like maybe once in a while have a funny joke in there, and maybe that's a little too much to ask. So I don't know what's going on. It's a very complicated situation, because then you have some affiliate groups, two of them, which are still not going to run Jimmy Kimmel Live on their stations. Now, they may be waiting to see what he says tonight. I suspect that's the case. I think if he's contrite, if he apologizes, I think they'll kind of let the show back on, which is fine. You know, in my perfect world, he'd be, you know, suspended for a week or two as a punishment for being just terrible, and just get him back in the air. You know, I don't want him silenced. But, you know, anti-Trump sentiment is everywhere. It's everywhere. And that's fine. It's the president. You can make fun of the president. You can mock the president. That's what makes our country great. But this whole new narrative that Trump shut him down, well, how do you get back on the air in a week?
Exactly.
Is he the worst dictator in the world or what? Right.
Christian, the other thing, too, is the stunning numbers of some of these shows, not just Late Night, as far as a relatively moderately conservative guest that's known that way versus the other side of this. I hate the fairness doctrine, that whole concept. Since I started in talk radio way back when, that's been talked about. You can't do that. But isn't that a point? Wouldn't these be better shows? Aren't there people, somebody like you, for example, I think, to talk with versus just people that are in this camp?
Well, I mean, it would be a much better show and more entertaining if they actually had like a Ben Shapiro pop by and was a guest on the show, and they had a good, respectful, but heated debate about the issues of the day. I mean, that would be better TV. I mean, listen, one of the great things about comedy is that it's about surprise. You know, comedians will mention two things and the third item is something you didn't expect. It's about being taken off guard. And everything about these late night shows, for the most part, is predictable. You know, the angle, you know, the targets, you know, the sort of line of thinking. Maybe you don't exactly know the verbiage, but it's always what you expect, exactly what you expect. That doesn't seem entertaining to me. I don't even know how he has as big of audience as he does, and he doesn't have a big audience, but I don't know how anyone finds it attractive.
Well, brings me to the thing, too, and we should have gotten you on just on this alone before. My producer, I'm not sure about a current producer. Henry, where were you on record with Gutfeld? You didn't find him funny?
No, not a Gutfeld
and
guy.
And Dan, my other producer, really didn't find him funny. And I don't find it that funny, but I get the void sort of that's there. What is it that is driving Gutfeld to numbers that are beyond belief?
Well, part of it is he's the only game in town if you're right at center.
Right.
Or you don't want those lectures. Part of it is that their panel has some interesting voices. Part of it is Gutfeld has a bit of an irreverent tone to him. Mm-hmm. He could be a little edgy. He could be a little weird. He can be a little unexpected in a way. And also, they love to mock themselves. They constantly take jabs at Fox and Friends and Brian Kilmeade and Jesse Waters.
Yeah.
I mean, they do that a lot. And I think it feels, you know, I watch Gutfeld from time to time. It feels more liberated. It doesn't feel as constricted. And it feels like they care about the funny and they care about, I don't know, it's just a different approach to it. It doesn't seem as lecture-y to me. Listen, it's certainly one-sided. You know, sometimes the writing can be inconsistent. But it's a nightly show. It's tough to really get pristine jokes night after night after night. But I don't know. It doesn't feel as heavy and as cumbersome and like you're eating your vegetables like when you watch a Colbert or Kimmel.
That's well put. Definitely. So, Christian, what do you have in your podcast recently? What are some of the things people will find at Hollywood in Toto, your podcast?
Well, I did an interview with the producer behind a new movie called The Elephant in the Room. It's a rom-com about a very liberal woman who's trying to find the right guy. She meets a great guy, and he's a Trump supporter. And it's been a fascinating it's a fascinating film. We have a great conversation. I try to bring people together via pop culture. And then later this week, I'm going to have a conversation with one of the stars of a new show. It's called The Promised Land. It's going to be on YouTube. It's very funny. And it's what if they took the Office approach, that documentary-style comedy gimmick, and applied it to the Bible and the story of Moses. And I've seen the first episode, and I laughed a lot. Mm-hmm. So we talked to one of the key players behind that. And, I try to bring out stories and interviews and angles and themes that you're not getting across the pop culture landscape. It's what I attempt, at least, to do best.
Well, you do it very, very well. Hollywood in Toto, the podcast. Christian, thank you very much. Great to talk with you again.
Good to be back. Thanks.
Christian Toto here. Henry, I think that's the first time he may have been on with you. I mean, he used to be a regular stop here, and it just occurred to me with the Kimmel thing, et cetera. All right, he put out a lot of reasons why Gutfeld might be succeeding. And I think a lot of them are accurate, but they show you it still can be done. It doesn't have to be Johnny Carson. It doesn't have to be perfect. There you go. Yeah, Kilmeade, Jesse Waters. Yeah, there's a lot of that. Okay. Coming to your calls, but first, your opportunity every day at around 2:13, 2:14,
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, a pair of tickets today to see The Real Diamond, a tribute to Neil Diamond, perform at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County Community College, Saturday, October 11th. For tickets, visit bucks.edu/tickets.
Yeah, Dom. So today, for the Money Melody, or not for the Money Melody, for the side question first, we are asking for the worst person you would put on, like, a worst person list here. Haven't been a lot of women yet. I've noticed that. Have you noticed that? I mean, that tends to be true. With
Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was about it.
That's about it. So I think we need more evil women on this on this show, and that's exactly what I'm going to bring you here today. I am actually playing you the song Evil Woman.
Of course.
Of course, but of course it's not going to be played by Electric Light Orchestra. No, it is going to be played by someone else. So I want to know the name of this cover band covering Evil Woman. Some notes about this band. They're an 80s band with an alliterative name, and a note about them is that their band's name comes from a character from the film Barbarella. So I'm going to play you this clip.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah, I'm going to play you this
French
clip.
Director.
I want to know who is singing this cover song. Yeah, Don, want this 80s band, the alliterative name.
The buildup was fine. When we come to the moment of truth, that's the thing I always listen for. It's pretty hard to do that. We've been trained to hear the other.
Yeah,
but the buildup, not bad.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a pretty good cover.
Yeah, exactly. We got to get Dan in here. He gives awful covers every day. He just churns them out. Yeah.
Haven't had too many foreign covers lately.
Yeah, Finland. It's in Finnish. It was always with that. Who is this guy in Finland who's big? You know, we had to go through that. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. So hit us with that, and you're off to see Real Diamond. They are very, very good at the Zlock, one of our favorite spots. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210, and you get the belt for the day. People ask me, is there really a belt? All right, I have to come up with a belt. I don't know how we'd get it back every day. Yeah. We may have to send it to you online, a little picture of the belt. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is exactly right. All right, here's today's clue. Who's covering this classic song? All right, let's go to Lori in Levittown on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Lori. Who's covering the song?
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I think it's Duran Duran.
All right, these guys are too good. Can't get anything by them. That's exactly right. Henry, any other tidbit on that?
No, I just thought it was a great cover, and the song fit the side question.
Okay. A couple of things. One, a verdict has been reached in the attempted assassin trial, the Roth guy, of President Trump. And we don't know the verdict yet, but my sense is this quick. It's guilty. I'm not sure of how many charges or whatever, but that's breaking. And the thing here is what really got me and probably got you about this. The screw up that happened in Butler is unforgivable. That was the first where the president was hit. Okay. But then after that, how in the world does the Secret Service allow this nut to encamp himself inside the foliage surrounding the golf course? I think it was the sixth hole, to be able to get off a shot, at least to get shot at himself and flee. What the hell is going on here? Particularly after the Crooks situation, you would think you got to tighten up. Now, look, these things are not easy. Look at all the dignitaries they have to, I use that word advisedly, at the UN today, dealing with that. Or a simple thing. You can say, well, things happen. The president going up an escalator, and the escalator just stops all of a sudden at the UN. You would think somebody, hey, president's coming through here, you know, today, first lady. How's that escalator? Oh, yeah, fine. Then everybody has to look at him. And then he blames it to say that's why it was a bit late. What's going on here at the UN? Then the teleprompter breaks down. So the jury has reached a verdict in this. And again, this guy has been all over the map in wanting to go after someone like Trump. This is more on how in the world would you, well, they're arguing, you know, it's pretty difficult to cover someone on a golf course. I get that, but it's a president. Playing golf is good for him. And it's the type of stuff where you just have to do better. That's the underlining of this case. Senator Ron Johnson yesterday, and by the way, it'll be up on my Twitter and the station's Twitter, the interview with Dr. Oz, who was one of the key players with this announcement yesterday vis-a-vis Tylenol and autism. Ron Johnson put out a study that indicated, they looked at it for a number of years, The deaths due to Tylenol, one way or the other, were about 706 a year. Deaths due to overexposure, call it what you will, to ivermectin were 17 a year. Now, you know, I wouldn't have taken ivermectin per se, wouldn't have been my choice during the COVID major part of the crisis, but people that did were vilified. Remember that? Horse pills. Remember the stuff that we went through? The banning, the trying to stop this, the disinformation during COVID. So much of where we are today when it comes to public health is due to what? What happened during COVID? The petty tyranny here in Pennsylvania of Wolf. These people out in Bucks County, Diane Merseglia, more emails have come to light. She's the chief commissioner, the one that squared off with Scott Presler. And over at Delaware County, where I write, Delaware County Journal, the public is over it. Merseglia lashes out after emails show Democrats overrode a health official on COVID rules. Everybody was ready to go back to school. You may remember that in Bucks County. Then suddenly, Dr. Damsker was ceasing and desisting. The guy that we honored, I haven't spoken with him since this happened, I think, put into the basement of the public health facility. He was hot across Pennsylvania, releasing people to go back to school. They didn't like that. They couldn't have it. So this is going to be a real test with this Harvey guy and with Diane Merseglia. I just bill it under, what the hell is wrong with people in Bucks County? You know, it's the one county where we see a pretty strong Republican Party, not like Delaware County. Montgomery County's a little Philadelphia, so I know that's difficult. But Bucks, Trump has won Bucks the last time around. And yet, we have to deal with people like this. This is still ongoing. Meg Brock, Jamie Walker, friends of the show that have been on multiple times around this. Do people just not pay attention to what they did to comply, to aid and abet with the state to shut down schools? That's exactly what I'll give Diane Merseglia one thing. She's aggressive. You know, she's not going to be pushed around. She's willing to say anything. Come back on the show, Diane. We've had a couple of interesting conversations over the years. Henry, you can ask based on this or anything she wants to talk about. Was the handling of COVID a success in Bucks County? We've never come to a reckoning on this. This poisoned the well. As I see it, what COVID did, it poisoned the public health well. It really destroyed credibility in any of this stuff. It put kids back quite a bit in schools, and we haven't undone that, even though we spent a lot of money trying to do it. And it just has opened up a battlefield on every single issue when it comes to health, where it's very difficult for people to get good information. And now as we move into taking on autism, you're going to see even more of a battle. But these emails, as the Delaware County Journal says, they indicate they just think people are over this. That's it. We're moving on. Even those big legal cases, Meg Brock won and Walker, et cetera, that nobody cares. I just for the life of me find it hard to believe what a lot of people out there in the suburbs care about anymore. They seem like they're insulated from crime, illegal immigration, things of that nature, so they don't care. And they continue to vote for Democrats who, to them, seem to be moderate in the way they speak. You know, the Golden Girls, Houlihan and Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon. Mary Gay Scanlon, for those out there, I'll go back to last week when we had that resolution, essentially saying political violence is out of bounds, and Charlie Kirk was a patriotic American. That clown, and those of you that voted for her out there in the suburbs, if she voted no, that would be bad enough on that. She voted present. How do you get away with stuff? Jimmy Kimmel, now national figure, I get it, the statement he made about MAGA and all that, a lie, has gone through at least a little bit of turmoil here. Mary Gay Scanlon, nobody asked anybody about these things. It's like we're stuck for life with these Democrats in the suburbs. And you know the fear when it comes to losing Pennsylvania presidentially. That's one of the biggest fears. I'm speaking in Bucks County next week, and I'm going to try to work some of this stuff in. Public is over it, says Diane Mersaglia. Are they? Look at these repercussions of it. But they don't point toward her. They don't know where to point. They don't point to her and Bob Harve, Harve deGrasse Harvey. Well, who else did it? The emails show this clearly. What party is completely soft on crime? What party? Just take a look at Philadelphia. Or are there people running out there for sheriff and DA in Bucks County? They're not strong on going after crime in the way the two Republicans are. But everything's fine in the suburbs, I guess. And I think the last time they ran, the issue they ran on was your abortion rights. What do these commissioners in Bucks County have to do with your abortion rights as far as a national debate? What the heck happened to the suburbs? I keep on asking that. So does Guy Shiraki. He provides more answers. I'm still amazed at where we've come with this. All right, we're going to get your answers next on the side question here. Joe Concho on yesterday around this time was spectacular. Got to get him back again. He said his publisher called, Roth First is guilty on all charges, okay? Possession of a firearm in furtherance of a crime of violence, assaulting a federal officer. I'm not sure if it's attempted murder. Felon in possession of a firearm and ammo. I'm not sure if I haven't seen that he's charged with attempted murder yet in this, if that was a charge, but found guilty on all charges. Ought to go to jail for life. But also, the bottom line is not this nut. The bottom line is the Secret Service. Remember when they used to be something you would almost 100% count on? I wouldn't count on them if I were president, fully, given what we've seen. Now, there are new people in charge, so maybe there's reform there where you can count on them again. But this was more shocking than the other one to me. 855-839-1210. All right,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Come to your Dano show, coming to you on the side question. Tonight, Jimmy Kimmel in the spotlight. Our buddies, Josh Barton, we get this. These are actual prop bets you can make. Henry, what do you say? What will Jimmy Kimmel say first tonight? Minus 500 if you say Kirk. Trump plus 300. I'll go with Kirk. Oh, you think not?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's going to be an upset.
Yeah, are those the only two options?
Yeah, well, that's what you're betting on.
Okay, right? I'd have to lean Trump.
All right. Kirk, what do you say?
My namesake. And also, too, I think what he's going to do is he's going to read a prepared script. But the ABC, Disney/ABC lawyers are going to, so I don't think, so I'm going with, I'm going with my namesake.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Second bet. What will Jimmy Kimmel say first? There's only two choices. I mean, that's
okay, all right.
FCC. Or Carr. I think he'll say, might not say either one, but if he says either one, I think he'll say FCC.
I think he's going to refer to Brendan Carr, but he's going to refer to him as like an FCC guy. He's not going to name him.
Okay. I don't think that counts. I think he has to say the name Carr.
I think
he's All right, that's what I'm saying. It'll be FCC.
FCC. Okay, he'll avoid that.
He'll avoid the name.
What will Kimmel say first? Republican minus 150 or MAGA plus 110?
MAGA.
You think MAGA?
I can't believe MAGA's plus money.
Yeah, I agree. I would put the money down on that one.
Yep.
Will Jimmy Kimmel wear a red tie tonight? Yes, plus 550. No, minus 1,000. I'd say no.
Yeah,
I would say no too.
Just red?
Yeah. Yeah, just red. That's the only choice. No.
I'd say there's red in the tie. I'd say it's a nice bipartisan tie.
That's
candy, candy cane stripes.
Okay.
Nicely done.
That's very good. Will Jimmy Kimmel, now how are we determining this, apologize to the Kirk family? I think he'd have to say to the Kirk family or to Mrs. Kirk, yes is minus 200. No is plus 150.
Woof.
It's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
I'm saying no.
No, yeah, I'm saying no. I'm saying no too.
I don't think he apologizes to anyone.
No,
but
he
the
won't.
Fans.
Yeah, he might say, "I'm, you know, sorry about this," but he's not going to apologize for the act to them. Will he announce a donation to Turning Point USA? Yes,
absolutely not.
Plus 150. No, negative 200. I'm going to take the no. That's a good bet. He's not going to do that.
No.
I'm a sucker for the plus sign. I think it's a yes. I think he'll donate in silence, okay. But he's
all
not
right,
going to
now
mention
get ready for this one. Which eye will first have a teardrop from it? The left eye, plus 100. The right eye, minus 140.
The right eye.
Yeah, it's the right eye?
It's
okay.
Like a coin toss in the Super Bowl. Go left.
Here we go. Will Jimmy Kimmel make a Donald Trump joke? Yes, minus 120. No, minus 120. How are you supposed to bet on that then?
Wow, that's another coin flip.
Hammer the yes.
Oh, he's going to make it. He's going to make a Trump joke. He's got to make an innocuous Trump joke at some point.
I think it's in his contract.
He has to. Yeah. Will he sign a new contract in 2026? Yes, plus 150. No, minus 200. I say no.
Yeah, I'd say I'll sign up on a no.
And when he leaves, will he go to Comedy Central, Netflix, YouTube, HBO, Amazon Prime, NBC, or Fox? I'd say Netflix somehow or another.
He's going to go. He's going to do a podcast. I mean, majority of these comedians are on there.
Maybe he'll do it with Adam Carolla.
Oh, yeah, that'd be something.
And this Clay Travis guy, Henry, do we have that queued up? This guy's lost his mind here. This is cut five. He was on the Kimmel show. He is the Outback guy, and he's a nationally syndicated guy, and you see him on Fox a lot. Here's Clay Travis telling Fox that Disney made the right decision bringing Kimmel back.
Joining me now is Outkick founder and co-host of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, Clay Travis. So it's not, Clay, a firing. It was a suspension, a short suspension from Disney.
Yeah, and Will, I bet you would agree with me. I teed off on this. I don't want to be lectured about the First Amendment from anyone who said nothing when Roseanne's top-rated show was pulled off the air 7 years ago, from people who said nothing when Gina Carano's show was pulled off of Disney Plus because people didn't like their social media postings. I didn't hear a single person on the left. I didn't hear a single person in Hollywood speak out. They all cheered it, in fact. I would say this is the right decision because I don't like the idea of deciding based on one comment that we're not going to have somebody on the air anymore.
Let's stop it there. Let's stop it there. Okay, buddy. Let's stop it there. All right. And I don't really want to see anybody lose their job if possible, but we talked to Christian Toto about this. Here's why Kimmel can, why the affiliates and others can make a decision to say that's it. This is a pattern. It is obvious to me. 200 people working there. We talked to Christian Toto. Nobody sees this and goes, yo, this is so raw, so sensitive at this part, and it's a lie. You're either a dope, which I believe is. He's outside his lane. Or you're just straight up lying, saying this was a MAGA person that did this in the middle of this. So there was a pattern here with Kimmel. He's caught up in this constantly. It's not a joke that didn't land. It's a public statement. It's a monologue. Then yes, and you have the affiliates in an uproar over this. I certainly think it's worthy. I don't think it becomes of now. The car guy, I've been on record. I don't like him. I hope he is out of this from the FCC. Let's see what the affiliates do based on this. So is this fireable? Yeah, I would say it is. And again, it's an indictment of the entire bubble there. You heard Christian Toto, I'm glad we got him on, Henry, say he would talk about his fact checkers. Well, I'm assuming in advance they know somewhat what he's going to say. Didn't the fact checkers say, hey, Jimmy, that's not right. This is not a MAGA guy. You got to stick away from that. And the sensitivity is so raw, this is going to be difficult. And he had Tuesday night where he could have apologized. Now, look, if he doesn't want to apologize, he wants to stand on his artistic freedom and all that. He has every right to do that. I understand that. All right. Let me go to Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today, and I'll get right to my side answer. But I would need you to think of them commercials about the most interesting man in the world.
Yes.
If they were narrated by David Attenborough, okay? Because this creature that I'm about to describe to you is very interesting, Dom. It's easily distinguishable by its crazy eyes and its ugly eyeglasses and its aversion to fun. It's innately drawn to the color green, and while performing their hall monitor duties as children, they often dream of controlling their own homeowners association. while they often claim to be the guardians of truth, reality is their kryptonite. Remarkably, they live in a convoluted world where up is down and right is wrong, and they think everything in their area belongs to them, even if it's a baseball that lands within 50 feet of where they're sitting. they claim that the sinking of the Titanic was a crisis manufactured by the right.
Oh, gee.
I give you the most annoying people in the world, Dom, the modern leftist. And I will leave it there, and you guys have a great day,
Robert.
Okay?
It's almost an unfair competition here, Henry, with that kind of stuff.
How do you follow that?
That was so beautifully done. Question, are the Homeowners Association, which I've always been an enemy of, and yet DJ and Luke both live inside one now. I mean, we're going to have to talk about homeowners tomorrow. He said they're left, progressive, and all that. I could see some of that, or are they? Or are they a free fall of bipartisan Budinskys? The homeowners. You think they're more left?
I wouldn't say they're left. They're just authoritarian. It's my way or the highway.
Right.
It's my HOA.
So you don't think there's
right
any ideology?
I don't think it's an ideology thing. I think it's a power thing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But he said it was left. Then I'm in kind of agreement. I said it could be across the board.
Yeah, I would presume they'd go more to the left. But
I guess I would presume that a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I get what he's coming from.
What are the odds that both DJ and Luke are in homeowners associations now? Oh, my God.
You try to raise them as best as you can.
Well, there was a great value for them at all, and I guess DJ is trouble putting up with it. Luke's, so far. Yeah. All right. It is the lightning round next. We got some good ones on board. We'll hear yours. We'll get a winner on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, today, coming off of Joe Concha yesterday, he's writing a book, 99 People, Most Annoying, the Worst Person in the World. We're looking for that. That's what you can hit us with. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, who's yours?
I'm going to try and go up against Robert. Mine would be Twitter libs. You ever try and hold a discussion with a liberal on Twitter? I mean, all they do is answer with non sequiturs and deflection. I mean, let me give you an example. I like to hire someone to be a caretaker for my child. You tell me something about yourself. Well, I break into people's homes and kidnap them in their sleep, take them to my warehouse. I tie them to a chair and torture them with jumper cables and a battery. And I douse them in alcohol and set them on fire, and I'm gay. I'm afraid we can't hire you. It's because I'm gay, right? It's like, no, it's because you're a psycho killer. It's because I'm black, isn't it? No, it's because you're crazy and you're a white man. Don't assume my gender.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Earl.
I don't know if he's arguing with real people on Twitter. That sounds like a bot to me.
Yeah, maybe there's a little.
We've got to remember that. Most of Twitter is bots now.
Yeah, that's a little bit, yeah. Joe of Exton. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. The person I find to be disappointing is Hunter Biden. He is born into wealth and luxury and is accorded every opportunity while growing up. Then, when he reaches maturity, rather than establishing a professional career for himself, he engages in narcotics and drugs instead of finding stability with a woman and a family.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, well, he is the face when we hear all the time about privilege. Hunter Biden is the walking, talking face of privilege. You know, the other side ought to be able to admit that when we hear that. He reeks of it, more so than almost anybody we've seen in public life. Drew in Upper Darby with a fictional one. Hi, Drew. What do you have?
Hey, Dom. Thank you. You know, Dom, anyone who wouldn't let a bunch of down-on-their-luck guys who have all the time in the world, wouldn't let them watch the World Series is not a very nice person, and that's Nurse Ratched. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
You know what? She won the Academy Award, Drew, I believe, for that. And that struggle with
Louise Fletcher.
Yes. Louise Fletcher, that struggle when he was choking or when they were fighting for it, that is an all-time unbelievable struggle.
She also played Karen Carpenter's mother in The Carpenters. Okay. Thanks, Dom.
And she's got the ability, Henry, after that, to kind of dust herself off, fix the hat, and go back to torturing people. I mean, it's just... Great film.
Great film.
By the way, you know, when we were talking about this guy, and we'll get to Winter in a second, have you ever seen The Parallax View?
No.
Not that it applies to Roth, who's independently of this. It's Warren Beatty. Great sleeper film. Didn't do great at the box office. Chilling about a group that finds and indoctrinates potential assassins.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's not gory in that manner. It's just really well done. The best of Beatty, I'd say. All right, Kirk, who did you like?
I'm going with Joe from Columbus, the left lane drivers.
Okay. All right, Henry.
Yeah, I like the left lane answer. Also, yes. I mean, Robert and Ben Salem's answer of the modern leftist was pretty good, just given his whole explanation. And then I like Joe of Exton. He really shelled out Hunter Biden there. And,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, Nurse Ratched. Who doesn't let you watch the World Series? That's ridiculous.
I got to go with Robert of Ben Salem today. To me, that was a tour de force. That was entertaining. That hit every... beautifully done. But a lot of great calls. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. This attempted assassin, guilty on all charges, tried to apparently stab himself in court after the verdict. He was stopped. And he faces potentially life imprisonment. Again, the story here is protecting the president, though. Got to do better. This guy was a perfect example of somebody who should have never gotten that close. All right, Richie always ready to take you home with four big hours here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.